Breaking news now about late-night TV. NBC was planning to make the announcement next week, but the news leaked. Jimmy Fallon from Saturday Night Live will replace Conan O'Brien when O'Brien takes over The Tonight Show 1 year from now and Jay Leno steps back. NPR's Kim Masters reports on the musical chairs at the late-night desk that could involve more than one network.
Last time there was a changing of the guard at The Tonight Show, back in the early 90s, there was such a dramatic battle to succeed Johnny Carson that it inspired a book, The Late Shift, and that became an HBO movie. It depicted the intense competition for the crown between David Letterman and Jay Leno.
You know, these network guys, you know, they can't make up their mind. They think they can just flip a coin. Dave or Jay, Jay or Dave, doesn't matter to them.
But you think that's what the meeting's about, choosing between you and Dave?
I don't care what the meeting's about. I've given them everything they've asked for. I've given them the demos. I've given them the numbers. If I'm the one going down, I'm going down swinging.
Bill Carter was the author of The Late Shift, and he covers television for The New York Times. He may yet write a sequel.
If things go wrong, there'll be a book, and there is the potential for things to go wrong.
NBC has tried to ensure an orderly succession. Back in 2004, it laid out its plans. Conan O'Brien would replace Jay Leno in 5 years. But as the time draws near, the changing of the guard raises big questions in a time slot that's still lucrative for the networks. For NBC, the issue is whether Conan O'Brien can make a transition from an approach that works well at 12:30 to appeal to The Tonight Show's broader audience an hour earlier.
The challenge for Conan is going to be that, unlike most of these guys who've done the show, and certainly Letterman and Leno, Conan never went around to clubs and performed as a stand-up.
Bill Carter says O'Brien has already started doing a longer opening monologue, which is a staple of The Tonight Show. But Sherri-Ann Brill, who analyzes programming for advertisers, thinks O'Brien's challenge may go beyond perfecting an opening monologue.
His programming is much edgier, and I believe that if Leno was in a competitive time period, his core fan base would go to Leno and not go to Conan.
Which raises the question, what will Jay Leno do? For 6 months, nothing, at least not on television. He'll remain under contract to NBC while Conan O'Brien tests his wings. Bill Carter says Leno is keeping uncharacteristically quiet about his plans after that.
I think it's kind of predictable what he'll do because of the nature of his, you know, philosophy, which is I'm a guy who tells jokes at 11:30 at night.
And Leno will have a couple of networks in hot pursuit. Sherri-Ann Brill thinks Fox could land him, but the Fox News shows end at 11, meaning that Leno would get going half an hour earlier than his competition. Carter thinks that could be a problem.
If it is in his soul to go and kick NBC's butt for getting rid of him, and a lot of people think it is, then he's got to go head-to-head for it to be an easy comparison. And I think that's the problem that Fox will have. No matter how much money they put on the table, believe me, it's not going to come down to that.
But Carter says ABC could provide the 11:30 time slot that Leno might desire, and ABC wouldn't hesitate to kill off Nightline. That scenario might annoy Jimmy Kimmel, whose show now starts at 12:05. If Leno goes to ABC, Kimmel would be pushed back to 12:35, and late-night hosts like to progress to earlier time slots, not the other way. So if Kimmel got miffed, he could wind up at Fox, and with all the potential for turmoil, Bill Carter could wind up with another book deal. Kim Masters, NPR News.